And we do have O'Neill Public School Superintendent Amy Sheen with us this morning. Amy, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Looks like we got a good week for weather.
Beautiful week for weather. Yeah, let's just tape this and then just replay it for a month or so. I think it sounds great.
You bet. Well, we'll get another week closer to spring anyway.
You betcha. You betcha.
Well, what's been going on at O'Neill Public Schools?
Well, Scott, our volleyball team ended their season last week in sub-district play. They scored a 3-1 victory Monday night against Ord to earn the chance to take on Broken Bow Tuesday night. The girls came out and won that first set, but dropped the next three to end their season. They finished a solid year with a 19-12 record. Seniors Morgan Cullen, Alyssa Eichelberger, Blair Gutchell, and Meg Schlenz were incredible leaders and will certainly be missed next year.
You bet. Yep. Good games.
So. Good games. Yeah, and good luck to CWSC this week. That's exciting to have someone from our area down there. 38 members of the O'Neill FCCLA chapter attended the virtual FCCLA District 9 Leadership Conference last Thursday. Of course, due to the pandemic, this conference was moved to a virtual event. The district officers were installed, greetings from the state officers were viewed, as were a number of informative sessions from various state officers, state peer officers, and others. The keynote speaker was Jill Brown, Director of Partnerships and Placement at Northwest Missouri State University in Maryville.
That's my niece.
You're kidding.
No,
I was not aware of that. That's very cool. I love it. I wonder if the girls knew that.
I know.
Mrs. Mann did, so I'm sure they did. Well, that's very cool. Well, she stressed that if you do the little things right, the big things will go well also. She also told her audience that you can't be blessed and stressed at the same time. That's really good advice.
That is.
Good to keep in mind. O'Neill's Ashley Pischel, State Peer Officer, Team Vice Chair, presented a session encouraging those in attendance to be the change they want to see. Harley Clausen was also installed as the Vice President of STAR. Our O'Neill High School Screamin' Eagle Marching Band concluded their marching season this past weekend. They submitted their marching show video to the U.S. Band's State Marching Championships. The band received first place in Division II for Nebraska. Pretty darn awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yes, it was the band's third virtual band contest this year. Previously, the band submitted videos to the Flow Marching Kickoff, where they earned third place in Division II, as well as the DeMoulin Marching Invitational. In addition to their virtual contest, the band did travel to Pierce for the Pierce Marching Festival, where they earned superior ratings and Best Color Guard Award. The band is currently working on music for the Veterans Day program, along with holiday concert tunes. So that Veterans Day program is going to look a little bit different. We'll talk about that next Monday.
All right.
As we move toward winter, the elementary has changed their door entry. That starts today, parents. Preschool students will continue to use door 14, the preschool door. Kindergarten and fourth grade will be using door 2. First through third grades will use door 1, and fifth and sixth grade will be using door 4. So, new today. I'm trying to stay off the north side of the building with winter coming, ice and whatnot.
Also, if you're at school right now wondering why you can't get in, it's because you forgot to set your clock back.
I wonder how many of those we'll have. Well, at least it's nice for those that showed up early, right, that are waiting outside. The Nebraska Department of Education has recognized the increased load that teachers are carrying this year, as many teach both in person and remotely to students in quarantine or self-isolation. Because of this, they've provided some flexibility in what can be counted as instructional hours. They've authorized up to an additional 24 hours each semester for teacher planning and professional development. The administrative team plans to ask the board for a no student day on November 25th. That's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, as well as 2 days leading up to the Christmas holiday in December. So just a little bit of a heads up for parents. We may have a no student day on Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Okay. So if you need to line up daycare or whatnot.
Yep. Or leave your
Right. Or maybe you're going to leave a day early for Thanksgiving. Yep. Whatever that might be. The school board will be acting on that or considering that, I guess, at our next board meeting. So.
All right. Awesome. Not a whole lot on the school calendar
no,
this week.
No, it's pretty empty. Which it's always nice to take a little bit of a breath at this time of year. So.
All right, Amy. Have a great week.
And you too,
everybody,
Scott.
Don't forget out and vote.
That's
vote
right.
Tomorrow.
Get out and vote tomorrow for sure.
All right. Thank you, Amy Shane, Superintendent of O'Neill Public School.